The lad deserves it, given how he's played, how he's affected it, and what he does every day in training. That when we first signed him, he was a bit of a punt in terms of he was raw, young, but he was obviously had a real fantastic attitude and desire to try and get better. And he's still learning now, but he wants to learn, which is a good thing. And he never leaves anything on the training pitch or on the match day situation, whether he comes off the bench or starts. He's a good lad to work with because he's, as I said, he's willing and he gets his just rewards through contracts. But ultimately, the goal the other night has been through a lot of hard work on the training pitch to achieve that and cult status, I suppose, with our supporters at this moment in time. And long may it continue, because supporters want to see players give in their all. They can forgive you if you goal or you miss control, etc., as long as you're running around and doing whatever it takes to affect a game. And Jordan's got them attributes. So, really delighted to be keeping him here for the long term, because we think he's going to be a good player and keep improving.
I'm not saying not all your players do this, but he seems to have a smile on his face all the time and appreciates what he's got, because he's been down a route in football that not all your players have.
No, not many have been barmen in bars in Middlesbrough and producing cocktails like Tom Cruise. But that's what he is. He had a second chance when he went to Port Vale, and we got recommended him by somebody. And funny, I was at Villa last night and spoke to George, who recommended him to Ian Miller to take a little punt on him, and that's what we did. And I think he's wanted to cut out the deal at this morning time. But it's what all players should do. They should be thankful for their opportunity and the job that they're in, because so many people would swap the roles that they've got. It's hard times at times, but it's more times you're out there enjoying yourself, you get paid for keeping fit, and enjoy the moment, because it passes you by very quickly. Before you know it, you're into your mid and late 30s and you're having to work for a living.
Is it fair to say that there's not too many Jordans around? If you needed to go and find one right now, how easy would it be to find someone of his size and stature and ability?
There might not be any around, but it'd cost you a lot of money. We have had a few inquiries. Well, I'll say a few. We've had a lot of inquiries for Jordan since pre-season. Teams who want to take him on loan, teams who would like to take him permanently. But they're like gold dust strikers and different types. Somebody who's strong, powerful, but mobile at the same time. There isn't too many around, as you mentioned. So, yeah, look, we're talking him up and he's doing really well. Not putting any extra pressure on him. He's doing okay. He's got a lot of work still to be done in the Championship. It's a tough division, but if he keeps giving his all, then obviously he's going to have a successful career. But he knows that if he lets his standards slip or anything dips, then other players will come into the team.